USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A Manhattan federal jury concluded on Friday that former President Donald Trump is liable to pay $83.3 million to writer E. Jean Carroll. That's for public statements he made in 2019, which disparaged Carroll and denied her rape allegations. The White House is upholding its support for Israel in response to the International Court of Justice's ruling, which calls on Israel to minimize the civilian death toll in Gaza. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby emphasized to reporters that the court's decision aligns with the administration's stance that Israel should reduce civilian casualties in its conflict with Hamas. The governor of Louisiana says he stands beside neighboring Texas and its decision to have National Guard troops in the Lone Star State continue erecting razor wire along the Rio Grande. Ryan Daniels has more.
This despite a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that called it an overreach of authority.
We stand with Governor Abbott and Texas in reminding the federal government that under our Constitution, states are still sovereign.
Governor Jeff Landry in a video posted to X in a statement on Thursday, Governor Greg Abbott said Texas has the authority to defend its borders.
The South Carolina primary is next month. GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley has her sights set on making it past that state. Haley spoke about her campaign's future on Fox's America's Newsroom.
Only two states have voted. We have 48 states left. We're going to keep going as long as we keep growing, and I think that's what the American people want.
Haley says she's looking forward to the voting in South Carolina, a state where she served as a two-term governor. A government economic agency indicates that prices were moderating as 2023 concluded. The Bureau of Economic Analysis released the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index for December, revealing that inflation remains stable at 2.6%. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The U.S. is intensifying efforts to secure the release of remaining hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. CIA Director William Burns is scheduled to meet with officials from Israel and Qatar this weekend amid the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. The FAA says Boeing can once again fly its 737 MAX 9 planes. The agency just completed its safety review following the in-flight blown Alaska Airlines door plug. Airlines will roll out the planes over the next few days. A total of 120 Republican members of Congress signed a letter urging the Biden administration to withdraw its controversial regulations targeting gas-powered vehicles in favor of electric vehicles. The administration's out-of-touch de facto EV mandate ignores the reality that most Americans still prefer gas vehicles. That's what the letter has pointed out. Meta is removing teenagers' ability to receive messages from strangers on Facebook and Instagram. The company is saying this week the changes are part of its ongoing effort to provide age-appropriate experiences for teens across its social media apps. Under the new default settings, teens will not be able to receive messages on Instagram or Facebook Messenger from anyone they don't follow or aren't connected to. It applies to users under the age of 16 or 18 in certain countries. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.